Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. You guys probably saw Morgan's post on Instagram. She's been out sick. She will be back soon. We have been concerned about her. We know you guys have been as well. So get well soon, Morgan. Until then, though, Lonnie Love is back. We're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, and Hunter, I'm so happy you decided to join us after your hiatus yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I think Nina thought I was lying. Yesterday, I almost died. Let's be clear.
But you're here.
But I made it.
Can you make it clear if you had gas or the house had gas?
The house had gas, sure. But I also was. You know.
Yeah. All right, let's get started, guys. It is the end of an era. The Kardashians finale just aired. It's done. But the drama isn't over yet because Andy Cohen's really gonna grill the family. He's gonna be hosting a reunion special. Take a look.
I gotta be honest. My mom's a bit nervous.
Why is the show coming to an end?
We're all feeling a little overwhelmed. We had done it for so long.
What people don't know is you said to me, I'm gonna put you in a car, no one will find you, just leave.
And I'll take care of it.
Wow. Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
Do you think your relationship might have turned out differently if you hadn't shared so much of it?
Probably, really?
So do Courtney and Travis have your blessing? When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it will be done again?
This is good. This is a lot of questions people have been asking online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to hear the answers. I hope they're not like Hollywood answers, but like real world answers.
Andrew Benjamin Cohen has been asking the tough questions for years.
He's good.
Mm-hmm. And he's really, really good. And this promo, it makes me want to watch. Even if you never really watched the Kardashians, you want to watch this because the look in old boy's eyes, Scott
didn't look happy.
At all.
No.
He didn't look happy to be asked about Travis.
He also looks like he's about to fight Rocky Balboa. Like, I don't know what this new haircut is.
Look at him, poor thing.
Yeah. This is gonna be good. I'm interested to see this. Do we think Tristan is nervous about Khloé's answers?
You know, the reason why the Kardashians have lasted so long is because a lot of people see themselves or they can relate.
Right.
And so a lot of people can relate to Khloé, like not wanting to leave or, you know, trying to hang in there for the sake of the baby.
There is something to be said for like really putting yourself out there. Is people drag her relationship.
That is true. It is really, it's powerful of her to accept those millions and millions of dollars.
You know what? I cannot
have a phone call on camera.
I think he's back.
I would kill someone on camera for the amount of money they make, okay?
You would kill someone just because you like doing it.
That's kill someone if nobody was looking.
Yeah, I think you have. All right, you guys, let's just find out the real reason Hunter was out yesterday. You know, we really need to talk about this. We talked about it a little bit, but I found out that it was National Sex Day. So now it all makes sense. I know you celebrate it clearly. Kate Hudson did too.
If anybody needs me, I'm gonna be in my bedroom for a good, I'm gonna say hour 20. If he can handle it. According to WW's new Fit app, dip, me having sex for an hour 20 will equal 6 fit points. See you in 2 hours.
I just want to know where she got them shades from. Those nails was, that's all I could was looking at. I didn't care about the sex part.
Hunter, if somebody did this with you, they would get 0.5 points.
Oh,
no, they would get 2 points, okay?
Oh.
Oh. Nobody's.
No,
really...
no, 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 no. Oh. No, no, no. Oh. They would not get 2 points.
They get about a half hour.
Hunter only lasts 20 minutes, he said.
So yeah. It'd be about a point and a half, 2 points. And honestly, it'd be the best point and a half of your life.
But you can take a break and then maybe do it again and then take a break and then do it again and then it'll add up to 6 points.
Well, you know, Lonnie, your expectations for him are so high.
Can I also say this?
Sure.
It wouldn't be a lot of points anyway, because I do most of the work, you know?
Let him know, hunty.
I do
Tell
most
him
of the
how
work.
You do it.
I do mostly boogie boarding. I'm on top boogie boarding, you know what I'm saying?
I got a lot of butt, though. I don't know if that worked. Because you got to go under.
You might need a full surfboard then.
We might be stand-up paddle boarding with Lonnie.
Fuck a boogie board, Lonnie. You better get that longboard up with us over here, okay?
Shit.
That longboard. All right, you guys, it is time to play Are You This Close With Your Family, okay? Because Jada's healer, her healer, joined Red Table Talk. I love that she has a healer. Mm. They're going to chat about V-steams with her and Willow.
If your vagina could speak, what would she say?
She'd be like, girl, put me in the sunlight.
Oh, honey, come on, sunlight.
I think my vagina today... She is saying thank you.
Gratitude.
Gratitude because of that steam we had. Oh, yeah. I think that was like the first time that I actually had a communion with her like that.
So Lonnie, if your vagina could talk, what would it say?
Why are we doing this? Why are you putting berries up in it and it's not a tongue following it?
Right.
Anyway, what do you think yours would say?
What would mine say if I was getting a V-steam?
Yes.
I think mine would be very zen. I think she'd just say, yeah. She's, you know, she's flexible.
If you were a woman, what do you think yours would say?
Yeah, Hunter.
My vagina?
Yeah, what would your vagina say?
My vagina would say, stop, stop, give me a break, give me a break.
Got the whole vagina.
I'd be like, shut up.
If Hunter had a vagina tomorrow, that poor thing.
If I had a vagina, I promise you guys, I would not come to work for a month.
If you had a vagina tomorrow, would you be a hoe?
If I had a vagina tomorrow, would I be a hoe?
Yeah.
I don't know, do I still...
Yeah, for sure.
If I had a penis tomorrow, oh, girl, I'd be slanging this thing all over L.A. I would be for the streets. I would be for the streets.
Right here.
Let's move on because Selena Gomez doesn't back down from a challenge. She tried to go ahead and improve her basketball skills by sinking a three-pointer, but her game, I think, can use a little work.
Friends up. The friends asked me if I could do a three-pointer, and I said... Yes.
Let's see the first shot.
She's not at the three-point line.
Also, I don't think she's a natural blonde.
You know she would fit right in with the Lakers, though. She would. Go ahead and join it, Selena. Boys and Girls Club of Santa Monica.
Ooh, the shade. Yikes. I don't know where to go from there.
Sorry, LeBron. I know it's probably Taco Thursday or whatever you say, but I'm sorry to ruin your night, big guy.
Oh, my God. We are not going to get invited to any Laker games anytime soon. We got to take a break. Coming up, a guy proposes to two sisters at the same time, plus a star's wild confession about sex on the first date. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, look, whenever you feel like your life is a mess, just look to Hunter.
Why was that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
I had no idea, Hunty, but
you,
I love
Lonnie.
You. Me too.
Still don't mean he's not a mess, though. All right, you guys, it is time for So Rando. All right, if you have ever dreamed of marrying the exact same man as your sibling, Look no further, because Lucy and Anna on Extreme Sisters, they share everything. You guys got to take a look, because I guess their wish is finally coming true.
My God. We love them.
Oh, my God.
I love yous. I know that we can't legally get married here, and I think this is the best I can do.
I think we can get married in Malaysia, Indonesia, other parts of America.
We know there's places to get married for the three of us, and we'll make it happen. We won't stop until the three of us can get married together.
We've already Googled it, so...
Okay, well, they might need to re-Google. It is illegal in the United States. So, and actually, just don't come here, please. Just don't.
I'm already tired. I already want a divorce from them.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's too much.
It's like the doublemint. Double your pleasure, double your fun. You wouldn't want two women, like, being there for you, serving you, doing everything for you.
That's too many boogie boards.
Weird if a guy wants to be with sisters. I think that's weird.
Well,
yeah,
then
it
most
is.
Guys are weird.
You would want to sleep with two sisters like you would sleep with twins?
Yes. 1,000%.
At least he told the truth.
At least he told the truth. I just think it's strange. It's very incestuous.
Well, I look at them afterwards, after we're done, and I go, you guys are disgusting. You need help.
You're so ridiculous.
I'll set them up with my therapist. I go, what you just did. I'm ashamed.
All right, you guys, let's talk about somebody else in Mighty Little Hope, Ray J. He was on Respectfully Justin, and they talked about if it's ever okay to have sex on the first date. Then Ray J dropped this bombshell about him and his wife.
I was in my situation with my beautiful wife. I didn't want to hit on the first night. I wanted to stretch it just because it's different. Six, seven months. Today can't take
more.
Today can't take it no
six,
more.
6, 7 months, though?
Today.
6, 7 months.
Yeah. I want to get to know you. You
got yo, hold up, Justin. Hold on, hold on.
This next hold on. 6 months.
Hold on.
No, she waited 6 months.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I love Ray J. He's so real. He's interesting. he's something.
He is not a fan.
Could you wait 6 to 7 months to have sex with the guy?
For what?
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Why?
Yeah.
There's no reason. All these... Who wrote that in the rule book? Because then what if they horrible at 6 months? Mm-hmm. And now you don't wait it 6 long months. And now you got to... Unless you doing it with somebody else.
Yeah.
But my thing is, live your life. Just be safe. Get to know the person. And you can still have sex. There's no rule that says that you can't get to know them and have sex with them.
Well, there's no rule that says you have to get to know them. You know what's crazy is I'll still get DMs after this show.
You will.
People being like, oh my God, you're so, the fact that you opened up about that, you're so vulnerable.
It's a sickness. There's some sick going on in these streets. It's no matter what he does, people just.
But he's so lovable. Look at that face.
This is
look
weird.
Look at that face. He's a serial killer. He's a psychopath.
Look at the face. He
can't. Oh my God.
Look at the muscles. He just so kick at her. Okay. It
doesn't matter what I do.
Yeah. It really doesn't. It's really. It's really starting to freak me out.
And then like, Nina will like sneeze on the show, and then everyone will be like, "How dare she sneeze so close to the king?"
This point, I'm like, fine, it's...
If you can't beat them, join them.
No, I'm not gonna join.
Yes,
I ain't gonna join.
No, she's
not joining.
Look at you,
no, you see my body language? I couldn't be further off away from him.
You and your sister.
Listen. Oh my God, we have to move on. Let's celebrate a birthday, shall we? Rapper Swae Lee turned 28 this week. His producer got him a Louis Vuitton trunk full of money. You know, the trunk enough, I feel like, is a gift, but he got some money in it, too. So, Swae decided to spread the love, but he might want to check the win first.
Well, man, got me the Louis treasure chest. The Louis treasure chest for the spare change. Appreciate that, Brody.
Make it in me. Is that Swae? That gotta be Swae.
Hey, we got birds. Hey, we got birds over here.
These people aren't even gonna get it.
Wasting all that good stripper money.
Right. It was a lot of ones in there, though.
That's what I mean. That's stripper money. That's what that is. And it's actually the wind blowing back. That was the Lord telling them, you might need this money one day. So you better keep it.
It sure did come right back to him, like, go ahead and say these 20s.
Some rich-ass seagulls in that.
Yeah, like there's going to be a lot of money in the water. It's going to be wasted.
Yeah.
Not wasteful.
And we shouldn't waste money like that.
We shouldn't waste money like that. It's bad.
The trunk alone is thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. That would have been a good gift.
Yeah, I do like the fact that it was filled with cash.
Yeah.
You know, like, every time you open a card, mm-hmm. and, like, you open it, and you just, like, please drop out, and then there's nothing. You're like, thanks for the, thanks for the, I don't know, words.
That never gets old. As old as you get, you open a card, you want money in it. I do gift cards now, so I don't do cash. But if you open a birthday thing for me, it's going to be a little gift card mm-hmm. popping out.
I have very few things in my wallet, and one thing I have is the gift card Nina gave me. I threw away the card that she wrote, but I have the gift card.
You threw away that card. It was funny.
I've thrown away every card.
You did not. You really threw away the birthday card.
Well, I was moving, and it was really hard. And so can I tell you why, though?
Why?
I've had every year... I'll find, like, my little thing of birthday cards, and it'll be from, like, 2 years ago, and I'll go, oh, I could throw this one away. So I just started going, in 2 years, I'm going to throw this away. So why not throw it away?
You really threw it away? You could have left it in your dressing room.
No, you should save your cards. I have my cards that people have given me. I save them all.
Yeah, me too.
And just put them in, like, little Ziploc bags.
No.
And when you look at your life, you'll have them.
What I can do then is I will go to my fire pit. I will put the ashes back together.
I'm not doing your Twitch anymore.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Nina?
No, burn it in the fireplace, bitch. All right, you guys, we got to take another break, but coming up is the key to someone's heart, having sex with their friends. Nightly Pop's guide to your host summer.
Ooh, we're experts. Host summer, baby.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Listen, summer is almost here. You know we are ready. Quarantine is going to be over next week in L.A. You know what that means.
Is quarantine going to be full over next week?
I mean, it's supposed to be. It will be for your girl. who is ready for Nightly Pop's Guide to Host Summer?
Yeah!
I don't know if I've been quite so excited for a segment as I have been for this one, okay? Now, there are rules to this, okay? So if you were trying to have a host summer
uh-huh.
and you were trying to have a hot boy summer,
uh-huh.
this guy has made a list of the things that you need to do.
Uh-oh.
But his fifth rule is a little suspect.
Number five. Disclaimer, this is for the toxic men. Smash their friends, because 9 times out of 10, they leave Yelp reviews with their friends. Girl, he hit me with that Mack Truck Deluxe downstairs, you feel me?
That is so toxic.
What he's saying is that the girls go back and say, ooh, Hunter was putting it down.
Right.
Yes, da-da-da. So then you would go to Nina, and you would have sex with Nina.
Oh, don't use me as an example, please.
That is a very good example.
don't use me, please. These are the most toxic boy rules, but...
when you say ho, that's what hoes do.
That's true.
Hoes don't have rules and morals the way we do. So
yeah.
That's what he is saying. So actually, he's not wrong.
We've decided we are moralists this summer, so I guess the friends...
it's a dirty, dirty ho summer.
And you're charming, and you spend money on them too, right?
Oh.
I think I'm buying us all dinner tonight, right?
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I was going to ask Seth, can we expense it? But if we can't, I'm buying us all dinner.
Lonnie, bring your Venmo, girl. Bring your Venmo.
I'm paying. I'm taking my girls out.
All right, you guys, if you are booed up, then this woman has some advice for you. Now, since we have been on lockdown, she feels like you need to live your best life without being tied down.
If you're in a relationship,
oh,
leave that man! Cause bitch, we outside! We outside! This weather is making me wanna act the f up!
Oh,
so be single. Enjoy your life. Do it, bitch!
We see why she ain't got a boyfriend.
I'm here for it, actually. Listen, we have been locked up. People are losing it. People are literally losing it.
No, it's the single people that have been losing us. Us that already have people, girl, you on your own with that, okay? all of this, why is she trying to include the people that's got somebody? That's all I'm saying.
Because we're trying to help. You know, it's like we have found salvation, we have found damnation, and now we're going to Starbucks trying to proselytize the baristas, you know?
Some of my married friends are ready to go back to these streets after being locked up with their man this whole quarantine. God.
I don't understand. I had a great time.
But you have a healthy relationship, Lonnie. And I'm with her, girl. I was in the passenger seat. Y'all didn't see me. I was the one filming. Like, we got the shot, girl. All right, finally, there is one thing that will always boost your confidence for whole summer.
What?
This guy says a fresh cut is everything.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I got this cut. I'm not gonna know how to act now. It's been since March. It's hot boy summer.
Oh, he was hot without that cut.
He's cute. Yeah, he's a cutie. Men, when they get a fresh cut,
let them know.
Y'all some hoes in these streets, honey. Nobody can tell you nothing for 3 to 4 business days. You're that way too.
Oh, 1,000%.
You get your beard trimmed and a fresh cut, you come up here like a brand new guy.
When I get my hair cut, I will look in the mirror and I'll go, how come your chest is bigger, big guy? How come your triceps look a little thicker? And then I just realized it's because I went fast on the sides. That's what my dad says. He'll call me sitting in a car. He goes, buddy, you won't believe this. And I go, what's up? He goes, I just got a speeding ticket sitting at a stop sign. Cop says my hair's too fast.
So cute.
You know, and for women, I feel like we feel like that when we get our eyebrows done. Like when you get your eyebrows and you just like have that fresh, your skin is just.
My toes. When I get my
fresh
toes
pedicure.
Done.
Ooh, you can't tell me that.
To show them toes.
Yes. These white toes, honey, are outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like lashes on a girl. I feel like lashes are big.
Really?
One likes them the nice.
Like,
oh, there you go. Lady!
There you go. There you go. Just for you.
Oh my God!
You two are nasty, okay? I don't know about this dinner tonight. I'm so scared what's gonna happen. Because this is with cameras on.
Get my lashes back.
You want those lashes back?
Yeah.
I didn't even
know. These are real mink.
Don't put it back on, Lonnie.
I didn't put it in my mouth.
Those are very durable. That's all we have time for tonight. Please remember to set your DVRs. We will see you next week. We have brand new episodes. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.